A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord came down in a cloud and spoke to Moses. Taking some of the spirit that was on Moses, the Lord bestowed it on the 70 elders. And as the spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Now, two men, one named Eldad and the other Medad, were not in the gathering but had been left in the camp. They too had been on the list but had not gone out to the tent. Yet the Spirit came to rest on them also, and they prophesied in the camp. So when a young man quickly told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp," Joshua, son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, "Moses, my Lord, stop them." But Moses answered him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. James. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away. Your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded. And that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned. You have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he was thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna unto the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than to 2 feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We heard these words as found in the first reading today. Moses answered him, "Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all." Influenced. Back when I was principal, there was a kind of a catchphrase going on in our nation saying, "Catch them doing good." And one time at a faculty meeting, one of the teachers said, "Could we adopt doing that, to catch students who are doing good things and to reward them by just telling them they have done a very good job? Not to make too big a deal out of it, but to do it just so that they know that people are seeing them and are thankful for their doing a good deed." We would always catch him doing bad things, and we most students know that. But it would be nice, too, to kind of reward students who do something good. So I would try as much as I can to stop students once in a while. Of course, they thought, what did I do wrong? But I tell them, we want to thank you because you did something very nice that people are thankful for it, which kind of always they'd stand there in shock. But I think we know what it's like if we receive a compliment. It's something that we did that perhaps went unnoticed. Here about, I'm going to say about 5 years ago, I got a phone call one day when I was stationed at the cathedral from someone who was in school when I was principal, and he wanted to call me to thank me for getting him into college. He wanted to go to a particular college so badly, and they wouldn't accept him because of his academics. They told him, have the principal write a letter, and then we will think about it. So I did, and he did get into college. But about 30 years later, he calls to thank me, and that was really something I will treasure. We know that we can be influenced badly. We see things that people will do. We'll have an effect on others in thinking, if they can do it, then I can do it. But we also know, too, if we do something right, that should also have a positive effect on others. And that's where we come in today for our reading today. And the one who can influence us is the gift of the Holy Spirit. In our situation today, in taken from the book of Numbers, poor Moses was being bombarded by the Israelites day in through day out. It was like a 24/7 job, always asking him for advice and for counsel. And he turned to the Lord and said, Lord, please help me. I cannot continue to meet all the demands of the people. So God said, well, you choose 72. The gift of the Spirit will be given them to help you to prophesy, to bring the counsel and advice they need. But as we heard in this situation, 70 of the 72 were gathered around the tent. Now, the importance of the tent was that was for the Israelites one of the places where they could meet God and knew God dwelt there. Other places are such as the cloud. Another is the Ark of the Covenant. These were all holy things in which they knew that God was present. But the other two were not by the tent, but were in the camp. But they received the Spirit as well, and that's why Joshua approached Moses and said, they weren't there when the Spirit was given. You tell them they can't preach. You tell them to stop prophesying. And that's why Moses said, they were chosen, and no matter if they were directly there or not, they received the Spirit to help prophesy. It teaches us that God is all-pervasive, all-present. God can't be just seen in one particular place, like such as here, which we know he is, but he is also all-pervasive and around us. So it taught them that, yes, indeed, God's Spirit is given, and God gives the Spirit to whom he wishes. For us, we have received the Spirit as well. We may only know the activity of the Holy Spirit when we hear the word Spirit in the Old Testament, but we also know now through the virtue of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit has been given to us through the church. And the purpose is to let us know that God is with us. God sent the Holy Spirit until the end of time to be that tremendous influence for each and every one of us who have been baptized and been confirmed. But we might want to ask the question, do we let the Holy Spirit really influence us in all that we do? We know indeed that the devil can certainly influence us to do evil. But do we let the Holy Spirit use his fullness within us to do good in some way to communicate and preach the word of God? I hope at this Mass today we are reminded of the gift of the Spirit and how influential he is to us and how he can help us so that God the Father can catch us doing good. The good that we do is to help influence other people to do the same. We know that if we do evil, they can be influenced, but rather we want to overcome our doing evil and do good, relying on the gift of the Holy Spirit to help each and every one of us be influential in our lives. May God catch us doing good, and we can do the good only if we're influenced and let the Holy Spirit work within us so that we can be caught doing good.